Hey everyone, welcome back to Isolation Nation, your daily dose of real talk about work, life, and yes, sometimes, that gnawing feeling of loneliness. I'm Jessica Lane, your host, here to keep it real, offer some laughs along the way, and hopefully, help you navigate this crazy thing called modern life. Now, let's be honest, we live in a world that glorifies busyness. Hustle culture, always on. These phrases practically scream from every social media feed. But what happens when that constant grind starts to take its toll? You know, the feeling of being stretched thin, depleted, like you're running on fumes? That's where self-care comes in, and trust me, it's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Today we're diving deep into the absolute necessity of prioritizing self-care in this crazy, overscheduled world. Because let's be clear, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, buckle up, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, maybe a comfy pillow, and get ready for some serious self-love strategies. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your well-being. 1. Define your self-care. Okay, first things first. What does self-care even mean to you? It's not one size fits all, folks. It's about identifying activities that genuinely nourish your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply having a quiet cup of tea without distractions. The key is to listen to what your inner voice craves. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment, and mark it on your calendar. Life tends to get chaotic, so actively scheduling time for yourself ensures it actually happens. Start small. Even 15 minutes a day can make a difference. Think of it as an investment in your well-being, not a luxury. 3. Learn to say, no. This one's tough, but oh so important. Setting boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and time. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no allows you to say yes to things that truly matter. Like that self-care time we just talked about. 4. Disconnect to reconnect. We live in a world of constant notifications and digital distractions. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the never-ending influx of information. So take breaks, put your phone down, and engage with the world around you. Maybe have a face-to-face conversation, listen to some music, or simply enjoy the silence. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you feel on top of your game and days when you need extra TLC. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you are worthy of love and care. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Ever felt like you're constantly running around, but never truly getting anywhere? Like you're caught in a hamster wheel, just going through the motions? I used to feel that way all the time. Deadlines looming, emails piling up, social commitments galore, it was exhausting. Then, I had this major burnout moment, not fun, let me tell you. It was a wake-up call that something had to change. That's when I started prioritizing self-care and honestly, it was life-changing. Think about those times when you've been absolutely drained, maybe after a stressful week at work or dealing with a personal issue. Do you reach for another cup of coffee? Scroll endlessly through social media? Or do you take a moment to step back, breathe deeply, and recharge? That's where self-care comes in. It's not about indulging yourself every day, though that's nice. It's about making conscious choices to nourish your well-being. It could be as simple as taking a short walk in nature, reading a few pages of a book before bed, or having a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. So, remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self, in your work, relationships, and every aspect of your life. Today's episode has been all about reclaiming your well-being through self-care. Remember, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make time for yourself, listen to your needs, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire each other to live happier, healthier lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.